After all, the Enlightenment wasn't simply a philosophical exercise. It was not simply a philosophical movement. It was, with its emphasis on the application of ideas to the world around us, a call to action. It was, how does one apply reason? How does one apply it to the traditions of Europe, to economics, to politics, to the social order? And once this is done, one already is talking about, well, change. How can one evaluate society? What is the basis of it? And tradition, ritual, simply won't do. A response to Enlightenment thinkers that, well, why are things done this way? The response, the traditional response would have been, that's the way it's always been done. But this will no longer work. So we want to look at the implications of Enlightenment thought, and particularly its challenge to the traditional European world. We also will turn to the political and social ramifications of the French Revolution. The French Revolution, the Great French Revolution of 1789, was an event of enormous proportions. Americans certainly like to think of the American Revolution in 1776 as being the beginning of an age of revolution, and it certainly was. There are direct links between the American Revolution and events in France over the next decade plus. The revolution against the British crown, which would have a very devastating impact actually on the French treasury since the French supported the American revolutionaries, but also the philosophical writings of the Americans as the Americans struggled in this new world to write a constitution, contributed to an already developed Enlightenment notion in France of how does one construct a political order, but there is no tradition, without tradition, the constitution based on reason. It would be the French Revolution, rather than the American experience, that would have such a tremendous impact on events in Europe. And we want to trace exactly what those were. For one thing, coming out of the French Revolution, we will see the emergence of liberalism as a political movement in the early 19th century. We'll see the emergence of nationalism, modern nationalism. A nationalism based on the notion of sovereignty residing in the people, in the nation. A nationalism that is not based on patriotism or adherence to a crown. It was no longer the case that one fought to be a subject of the Bourbon dynasty, or the Habsburgs, or the Hohenzollerns, and so on, but rather now the nation that was the key to defining political legitimacy. We also want to examine the emergence of the economic dimension of liberalism in the early 19th century, especially liberal capitalism. The philosophical justification for the industrial transformation of the continent can be found in the writings of people like Adam Smith, writing in the 1770s. The combination of a commitment to rational principles, the rational organization of the economy. If something could not be justified on the basis of smooth functioning rationality, then it had to go. So that serfdom, for example, was not efficient, was not rational. Guilds and so on were not rational. So liberal capitalism, which is defined in precisely this period in the late 18th, early 19th centuries, liberal capitalism reflects a direct challenge to the established social order and would provide the philosophical foundations on which industrial capitalism in Europe would emerge in the 19th century. I alluded to nationalism arising out of the French Revolution. It's interesting. We're going to trace the evolution of nationalism over the course of the 19th and 20th centuries. Nationalism begins, it emerges, as part of what is seen as a liberal agenda, a progressive, radical, revolutionary agenda that was aimed at attacking the legitimacy of the monarchies of Europe. Sovereignty, liberals believed, resided in the nation. As a consequence, one of the central themes that we will pursue over the course of these lectures is the transformation of nationalism, the migration of nationalism from its origins in the French Revolution, its association with a progressive liberal agenda, to to, by the end of the 19th century, its increasingly strong linkage to conservative political agenda, and then its radicalization in the 20th century in its association with fascism and a real radicalism of the right.